This is my romance poem, and it's also my invitation and encouragement to you to share your story with others, particularly if in the past you've been pressured not to. Sexual harassment committee. I met this woman on a sexual harassment committee, leading to a dilemma because I thought she was really pretty, but did I dare to tell her? And by me, she was quite smitten, but we had literally just written about how inappropriate it might be to ask someone out on a date. Even scarier to me, she was a singer, you see, in a lesbian feminist band, so now you understand my hesitation. And she knew I was a Christian, and a Christian minister at that, not yet legally divorced. But of course, sometimes you just have to grow up and take a chance. So I asked my friend to ask her friend to ask her friend to tell my friend to tell me if she'd like to dance. She wouldn't. And if you've ever seen me try, you'd understand why. She did want a root. So we got together, and a few months later I finally let her. Then we started on a baby, who we took to our wedding, which was to some extent our way of getting some old Christian fellas off our back. They were emphatic that our love, no matter how ecstatic, must be chaste. My minister was right when he said, "Hide the light of your love beneath a bushel, keep it secret, keep it safe. Sure, it may be blessed by the divine, but even if it's a pearl, there are plenty of swine." But even straight white blokes like me begin to feel ashamed if they accept their love as one which dare not speak its name. So I decided to witness, not beg for forgiveness. Which sounds brave now, but I would have quit a dozen times in the years that followed, but for everyone who confronted me with my disgrace, there was another who saw us as a sign of grace. Thinking if he's still a minister, maybe I still fit. And all the while their secret stories of celebration hidden beneath layers of shame and alienation came quietly, circuitously into our conversation. All these sacred little stories feeling so alone because nobody dares to tell them in church, in case of that first stone. Why am I telling you this? Well, it's not just the free catharsis. I'm hoping that a few of you will get up off your asses and share your stories of celebration. Make Australia a more open-minded nation. Go on. Take a chance. Tell someone about that time you asked the wrong person, in the wrong place, at the wrong time, to dance.